Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning. It is the Plan B Morning Show. Look, I swear Hunter is here. He's going to be on today, but right now we're still trying to figure it out. Since I'm at home, I'll try and give you the long route. There's certain buttons that need to be pushed to make it so we can hear what's going on here on WIRX. If those buttons aren't pushed, he hears a different station. And right now that station is our news talk and sports, WSJM. So that's all Hunter is hearing. He can't hear me. So we're waiting for someone at the station, because I can't be there right now because I'm still in quarantine, to switch and push the buttons that need to be pushed. It's simple. It's simple. And that's all I need. I need one button pushed and we'd be set to go. So for now, you're stuck with me. I swear Hunter is going to be here at some point in time. Until that point, let's get to it. It's time for your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Oh, damn you, Monday. Why? Every single time. Every single effing time. I should have just ran over there. I'm close enough. I could have been there in time. Anyway, it's time for your sports. As always, brought to you by Bud Distributing. Hey, Bud, stocking fridges with Bud Light so you can watch your favorite teams play at home or your favorite bar while responsibly enjoying Bud Light. Tag your tweets with hashtag ShowtimeCam, hashtag Bud Light Sweepstakes for your chance to celebrate with your favorite teams in the end zone after scoring a touchdown. Simple as that. All right, well, where should we start with? Maybe, I don't know. Should we start with football? No, I don't know if I even want to talk about football because yesterday was not a good day. It was not a fun day when I take a look at football. Yes, the Bucs beat up on the Packers. Fine, I'll talk about it. I'll talk about it. I'm not going to feel too bad, though. You know, not going to feel terrible about it just because it's there. All right, you can't win them all. We had an off game. It's going to happen. That's all I'm going to say. Let's see some other NFL news. The Lions beat the Jags 34-16. Bears beat the Panthers 23-16. And the Colts barely beat the Bengals 31-27. Let's see. There's some other stuff around the league. Not much. Yeah. Tonight, we got a doubleheader again. The Chiefs taking on the Bills at 5, and the Cardinals taking on the Cowboys at 8:15. Looking at some baseball, the Dodgers beat the Braves 4-3. They are going to the World Series, and they're going to be taking on the Rays at 8 p.m. for Game 1 today. We'll see what happens there. Rays, Dodgers. Man, Tampa Bay is crushing it. Didn't the Lightning just win the Stanley Cup, too? So you got the Rays from Tampa Bay in the World Series. I'm pretty sure the Lightning didn't win this year, or they won recently. And then you got the Bucks looking damn good with Brady. So apparently that's the place to be. Anyway, that's good enough for sports right now. We'll have more next hour. I'll let Hunter do it. I'm tired of doing his damn sports report. We'll get this figured out. More coming up. It's the Plan B Morning Show, WIRX.
Rock. The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX.
We are my
everything that rocks.
Yeah. Good morning.
Come on.
It's 7:26. Brock Hunter.
Morning. What's happening? How you doing?
Ace. All right. I want to give you enough time here, so let's get right to it. It's time for your sports. I'm also going to vent just a little bit, so let's do it. Let's do it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing stocking fridges with Bud Light so you can watch your favorite teams play at home or at your favorite bar while responsibly enjoying Bud Light. All right, Hunter, can I have the floor for just a minute? Just a minute.
Go ahead.
God's sakes. All right. Look, I can hack it just like anyone else when your team loses. But between Jeff and Chris and Brian. Now, here's where I'm going to vent a little bit, okay? I will say okay. Brian Reed, who roots for the Colts, has some legs to stand on, okay? The Colts got some Super Bowls. They're a decent team. But I swear to God, if I hear any more from a Lions fan, all right, did you see Rodgers? Oh, my God. All right. Look, the Lions haven't won a playoff game since 19. 19-
1992. You guys just sit there quietly, enjoy the Packer loss. They foam at the mouth when the Packers lose. You guys have never won a Super Bowl. You're the only team in the NFL to have two losing seasons where you haven't won a game. The Lions, okay? I don't want to hear it. I swear to God. And even from Brian, okay? All right. Anyway, that's all I got. That's all I got.
So there's a reason I haven't texted you, talked to you about it, said anything, because I knew that Brian, Chris, and Jeff were just going to scorch you, dude.
It's been nonstop.
I know they're texting me, too. Texting me, too. And I know that if I'm getting the messages, you are definitely getting the messages. So, I don't have to lay it on you. I think you've already taken a beating.
Yeah. Oh, dude, yesterday was rough, man. It started off great, and then after that first pick six, it was like, oh boy. And then three plays later, and you've played the sport. You understand. It's amazing how quickly a game can turn. And then you end up in quicksand.
The momentum, man. Yep. My momentum was just like, it was one way, and then all of a sudden it tottered, and it just wasn't going back. It was, dude, I legit thought last night that Ndamukong Suh and Aaron Rodgers were going to, like, literally take their pads off and throw down, dude.
The fact that Sue is still in the league, it makes me so angry. The guy is trash. Well, he's a trash player.
You know why they hate each other? It's because Sue, like, when a while back, a couple years ago, like, stomped on Rodgers' leg when he was laying down. And so, like, I think ever since then, dude, they were just, like, hated each other. And you could see it right before the half last night.
Sue is a dirty player. He always has been. He's been reprimanded numerous times. He's like Warren Sapp. He takes joy in doing that. He's always done that. And I think he's trash. And I think the fact that the NFL still lets him play, it annoys the hell out of me. That there's
crazy,
no
dude.
There, there should be
dude.
no tolerance for a player like that. None.
Craziness, man. Yeah. So real quick though, let me go through some scores and we can talk a little bit more if you want. But Lions last night beating the Jaguars 34-16, huge win for the Lions. So I was kind of watching side by side games last night with the Bears and the Lions playing at the same time. And dude, both of them, I could not believe it. Bears beating the Panthers 23-16 last night, looking pretty decent.
Eh.
Foles, I mean, come on. Come on, Foles is, it's going to take him a second, guys. But I'm telling you, Bears, you guys got one of the best QBs you've had in a very, very long time. Give him a shot.
Here's where the Bears are going to, and how they have been. Their defense is scary good. Scary good. Oh, my God.
How many picks they have last night? Three
Dude.
Picks last night, maybe?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Chicago looking pretty good. Like I said, your offense going to step up a little bit. I know Foles, man, is going to figure it out. Just give him a little bit more time. Colts beating the Bengals last night, 31-27. Brock, it was the worst day for football for you yesterday, 100%. I mean,
I'm not worried.
Let's go somewhere else.
Look, the Colts beat the Bengals. The Lions beat the 1-5 Jags. All right, yeah. Wow, they're good. They got a run going.
Come on. Let me hear you say one good thing about Tom Brady, and I'll leave you alone. Just one good thing.
Hey, he looked all right. He's got a hell of a team.
He looked pretty damn good at 43 years old.
It's so annoying him having Gronk. I hate that Gronk is back in the league because he is
in the basket though. In the basket, 1-2 punt. Those two are incredible, dude.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
I don't think – here's the thing. I will say I did not pay near enough attention to the Bucs. They have filled – their defense was phenomenal. And granted, the Packers couldn't get anything going. Well, they did. I mean, they controlled the game the first – I mean, the Patriots had what, three
– First quarter.
Yeah, they had three plays in the first quarter. That's all the Bucs had. Sorry, Patriots. That's force of habit. So, yeah, it just once they lost momentum. But I will say, I don't think the Bucs are a Super Bowl team, but they are going to make some noise this season. I really do.
I think it would be a closer game when they play again, if they play again.
For sure.
They're talking
for sure.
First round or something.
I think the Bucks are going to have a great run. I think they're going to make the playoffs, no problem. But as far as Super Bowl caliber team, I don't think they're there. I don't think you match them up against the Chiefs. You match them up. I mean, we'll see tonight. Tonight's going to be a big game with the Chiefs and the Bills.
Yeah. Chiefs and the Bills. And there's two games tonight, actually. It's Chiefs and the Bills and Arizona and Dallas. So that's a late game. 5 o'clock is Chiefs and the Bills at 8:15, Cardinals and Cowboys. So, man, still a lot of football tonight. It's exciting because yesterday, man, it was fun. I didn't do nothing yesterday. I sat in my basement and watched football. It's great.
That's all you need to do. I'm set.
All right. Drink some beers. So there you go.
Good enough.
Sports this morning. I didn't beat you up too much. See, you should be happy.
I appreciate it. I do. All right.
Damn it,
well,
I want to.
There you go. That's your you can do that after the next game. If the Packers and the Bucks play again and it's the same outcome, feel free. All right.
Well, Ryan just texted me. He says, I guess Brady is the GOAT. So I'll let him say it. I'm not going to.
Cripes. Good God. All right. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
The Plan B Morning Show.